head of a nonprofit leadership and diversity firm, says it appears that Syracuse University doesn't have a solid plan in place to handle the racist incidents that have consumed campus over the past 2 weeks. Christopher Irving is executive director and CEO of the Miller Institute, based in New Jersey. He says there's a difference between institutions that have made diversity and equity part of their fabric and those who haven't.
So when things pop up or when things happen, you know, everyone goes, all right, you know, let's come together because we have all these different mechanisms in place. When there is no apparatus, when there is no infrastructure in place, people react, overreact, underreact, or have a sense of apathy, hoping that it will just blow over.
Irving says that's what we're seeing at SU. He says zero tolerance policies don't work because they don't allow for regular conversation about diversity and inclusion so people can learn. Irving, who is African American, says he was a popular student at his college, serving as student body president. But he says his high profile didn't shield him from isolation, indirect racism, or bias. Irving says the students' outrage at SU is a symptom of a larger institutional problem.
They recognize the power that they have. They recognize the power of their money and their voice. And I think our higher education institutions have to hear those students and legitimately hear them, take note of their concerns, and then actively work to try to help and support those students who feel marginalized.
Otherwise, he says, we'll see more of this in the future. At SU Friday, campus was quiet. Students have ended their sit-in, with Thanksgiving break coming next week, but some members of the self-appointed Not Again SU group have rejected the list of demands signed by the chancellor. They wanted wholesale agreements to all 19 items. The chancellor agreed to 16, with minor changes to the remaining three. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.